In late 2009, racial tensions at South Philadelphia High School became national news as more than two dozen Asian students were systematically attacked in school one day by a group of mostly African-American students. An ensuing report charged that school leaders were deliberately indifferent to the violence perpetrated against Asian students. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, that once marginalized community now says the school's culture has been completely transformed.
For the second year running, the city's Vietnamese population held its Lunar New Year celebration in the gym at South Philadelphia High School. It's a fact that many South Philly Asians would have thought impossible just 5 years ago. Yu Lee was a junior during what many consider the school's darkest period.
I went to school every day looking down and waiting for the school to be over, waiting for the day that I graduate from the school so that I could just get out of the school.
At the time, Lee says the school's culture was one of institutionalized violence. Immigrant students were verbally or physically attacked on a regular basis. His brother, a year older, was assaulted twice, once punched in the back of the head without any provocation. Bringing grievances to staff rarely yielded any results, he said, and often just added insult to injury.
They went to talk to the police and they were told to write the whole report in English. So there was no language support for them at all. If they couldn't do it, then the police would just ignore them.
Another South Philly High alum, Wei Chen, says the most dangerous areas in the building were the lunchroom and the two spots beyond the gaze of security cameras, the basement and the bathrooms. So he adopted this daily routine.
Go to the bathroom before you go to school. Go to the bathroom after you go to school. That's what happened to us, yeah.
The violence peaked on December 3rd, 2009, when over two dozen Asian students were systematically attacked. In some cases, kids were literally dragged out of classrooms. A subsequent attack took place after school on Broad Street. In all, seven Asian students ended up in the hospital. The day after the melee, South Philly's then principal, Legretta Brown, attempted to downplay the incident. An eight-day boycott ensued. Chen, Lee, and about 50 other Asian students refused to attend classes. It was Chen who decided to alert the media.
It is Monday night, and the big story on Action News is that school boycott over concerns of racially motivated violence.
We just want to have safe school. We can study better.
The story went national, with criticism and blame assigned to the highest ranks of school district leadership, including then-superintendent Arlene Ackerman. At the end of the year, Principal Brown, who it was discovered didn't have proper credentials, was let go. Talking about that day now, Chen says it's wrong, though, to vilify any segments of the student body wholesale.
It's not about who be whom. It's about who let this happen in the school. When we went to lunch, when I was a student, when I was in the lunchroom, I got people throw a food at me, right? When the staff saw it, when we turn our head to them and they turn their head away, I don't blame everybody. There's good teaching, there's irresponsible people.
If I consider where we were, or where South Philadelphia High School was when I first got here to now, it's huge.
Otis Hackney, an African-American, came in as principal the following September, leaving a cushier gig in the suburbs because he felt like he could help reimagine the school's culture. He had been there a few years prior as an assistant principal and says he saw then the traces of what later festered into horror.
When I chose to come back, it was to tear down the things that fed in, the systems that fed into creating that environment.
So we would like to really appreciate how much you have opened your high school for us.
Tracy Nguyen is the executive director of the Delaware Valley chapter of Boat People SOS, a Vietnamese outreach and advocacy organization. She stood on stage during the recent New Year celebration to thank Hackney.
You know, this place was a different year 5 years ago, and your leadership has transformed it, so thank you.
The Asian community, she says, could have pulled up stakes, but she's proud it didn't. Violence at the school has been cut in half compared to 5 years ago.
I think this is indicative of what happens when the choice that you make is not to leave, but to stay and to take on the harder work of, change work.
So what exactly led to change? Hackney, who's the first to admit that things still aren't perfect, says opening the school's doors to groups like BPSOS had a tremendous impact. Plus, he's stuck around. Before Hackney, the school had four different principals in 5 years. He also makes it crystal clear to all staffers what is and isn't acceptable in the building.
Students will do what adults allow them to do. So if adults know that when they see certain behaviors, that behavior should be admonished immediately and publicly, So that way the victim says, okay, people here care for me. But then the other students know, oh, that's not acceptable here? No, that's not acceptable here. When that starts to happen, then you see a change in the student's behavior.
For Wei Chen and Yu Li, those changes came too late. Personally, they've done pretty well. Chen won a National Peace Award for his leadership and has been taking classes at community college. Li will graduate from the University of Pennsylvania this spring. But Chen says they watched peers who came to America in search of a better life struggle.
Even now, it didn't come true for a lot of people's, you know, American dream, because many of my friends dropped out during high school because of school violence.
Both Chen and Li, though, are encouraged by what they now see in the school, and both have become role models to the younger generation of students.
Okay, so this is where I have most of my classes.
One of those kids is South Philly freshman, Tuan Vong. Walking the halls of the massive high school with Fong, he talks glowingly about his teachers and says he's friendly with most of his classmates. He admits that racial harmony still doesn't come automatically.
It does take a little while.
Why?
Because we're different race. Like, we just don't feel comfortable with... So I'm Asian, so because I just don't really feel comfortable with others, but once you get to know them, like, they're really friendly.
But he says something that just couldn't have been said before. He feels absolutely safe. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.